This is episode number 2111 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 16th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So Leonardo DiCaprio is all up in arms. The new Netflix film, Don't Look Up, stars Leo and, of course, Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lawrence. And basically, he told director Adam McKay that he had a problem with Meryl Streep's character naked from behind.
Meryl Streep naked.
It's not her.
No.
It's a body. Well, it's a body double. Okay.
Still,
you see her tramp stamp from the back,
Meryl
apparently.
Uh-huh.
But Adam explains. He said, you know, it's like Leo had a problem with it because of her stature as an actor, as an artist in the film industry. She is Meryl effing Streep, right?
Right.
So we don't want to sully that up, even with a body double. So he said to Adam, he says, do we really need to show that? I mean, I think it's great. I do. So
it's good on him.
Good on him. When you see this, Don't Look Up on Netflix, remember the nude scene is not Meryl Streep. It's a body double, number one. Number two, Leo fought
it's
against
it. It's not Meryl's butt.
It's not her butt. And I don't even think it's her tramp stamp.
Probably not.
Just saying. So there you go. Hey, kids, it's time for the Who Cares News with that in mind. And here's Morgan.
Well, Jennifer Garner, you know, again, what's in her wallet? Ben Affleck's money, I hope.
I'm sure.
Was seen in good spirits.
Good spirits. After
she's
only
in good spirits.
Yeah, yeah.
Less than 24 hours after her ex-husband, ex-husband, Ben Affleck.
Forever be ex-husband now.
After he aired their dirty laundry in an interview with Howard Stern.
Yeah, no, I think it was uncalled for. You know, I really do. I've had 24 hours to ruminate about that. I'm thinking like, you know, Affleck, you probably could have been a classier dude than to say that crap.
Yeah.
Really could have. What's he trying to sell? You know, I don't know.
I don't know what he's trying to sell.
I don't think he's trying to sell anything.
Anyway, she was photographed in Wednesday going for a stroll.
Okay.
I don't know how people go for strolls by themselves.
Well, and they go for a stroll and you're a celebrity.
Well, she was in Santa Monica. Holding a cup of coffee and flashing a big smile.
Of course she was.
And
because she's our
with her
Jen.
Dimples.
She's our Jen. She's so cute.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you she used to refer to him as Benjamin.
On Tuesday, Ben stated that he'd still be drinking if he stayed
right,
with Jen.
Right.
Not that we expected Jen to respond.
No.
Because we didn't.
No.
She does seem above that.
Yeah. But, of course she does.
But hey, fans came to Jen's rescue.
Well,
sport.
As they should, and we would
they
too.
Did.
I would come to her.
So Ben was slammed.
Slammed.
He was slammed. He actually was slammed up because it appeared to a whole bunch of people that he had just basically publicly humiliated the mother of his three children.
Yep, absolutely.
And then it seems like he placed a big part of his blame for his alcoholism on her.
No, that's not a thing. Alcoholism is not to be blamed on anybody else but
right.
your own self.
So there's one person who made an excellent comment.
What's that?
The comment was, when you can't accept that your drinking problem is because of you, you still have a drinking problem.
Yes, you do. See?
Yeah. So then went on to say, you'll appreciate this one.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Garner didn't drive Ben Affleck to drink. She did, however, drive him to rehab, probably saving his life.
And she drove him to the Jack in the Box.
Well, see, that wasn't
the
quote, but I was just going to add that. So you did it for me.
I
so
did
there
it for you.
Go.
Tacos. It's all about the tacos, kids.
Well, speaking of splitting up.
Splitting up.
Kelly Clarkson joked this week that she'll be single forever, and she has trouble seeing the red flags and bad dates, and she talked about relationships amid her ongoing divorce from husband Brandon Blackstock.
I would think that the biggest red flag is how much this is going to cost her.
Yeah.
She's
doing okay.
I mean, she's not, well, yeah,
you know.
Hello, she's Kelly Clarkson, she's going to be fine. But, I mean, the amount of money that she has to give this guy, it's got to chap
which is,
her hide.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's got to chap her hide.
You know.
He didn't earn it. That's the thing.
Right. He didn't. No, he didn't earn it. Because he has the capability and he's been earning money himself.
Right, sure.
And so then he wants to stop and be a rancher.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a typical thing. Divorce attorneys will tell you this. So one, the one spouse that doesn't want to work anymore and wants to live off of the other spouse will stop working in the middle of the proceedings.
Exactly.
Judges
that's what
don't
he wanted.
Like that.
That's what he was trying to do.
Judges hate that.
When you're a star manager.
Right.
That don't work.
Well, no, and his deal.
And it turned out he wants the ranch on. Oh, she owns the ranch.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what his thinking is. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. Now, we don't know the whole story.
Well, I think, see, here's what I think. I think when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Tree, apple.
Oh, you think that Norval.
Well, Norval messed up his marriage to Reba.
That's right. He sure did, didn't he?
And now,
well,
Brandon messed up his marriage to Kelly.
I think we've all been around people who are representatives of other people, and they can be. They can be a little on the A side. They can be a little on the A side. I'm telling you. So they're hard people to be around. I don't know who marries their manager. A bunch of people have. But Kelly Clarkson, don't do it again.
I wouldn't.
Stay single. She's
smart. Well, anyway, she's talking about staying single.
Yeah.
And she lamented about her dating woes during a segment she was doing with Andy Cohen
of
on Mondays.
Of all people.
So he was on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah, I know. But he's going to turn the tables. You know Andy.
Mr. Watch What Happened Live, he revealed he enjoys getting cocktails on a date. But Kelly didn't necessarily agree with that. She goes, I don't know. I might be more of a coffee person. I don't know if I'm willing to invest in an evening with you yet.
Well, that's the thing. Cocktails are an investment, aren't they not? I mean, you have cocktails with somebody, and maybe you go to a dance club, and you start dancing, and once you start dancing, it's all over.
It depends.
It all starts with a dance, people. And a six-pack of Miller Lite on a Saturday night. You know, just ask Halle Berry. She's probably had a similar situation happen to her.
You're reaching.
Saturday night, six-pack, Halle
Berry.
I don't think so.
Halle Berry pound down a six-pack.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, in her youthful days, she might.
In her youthful days?
She might have been able to. I mean, I can't.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can't pound down a six-pack.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But I bet you could.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to admit to that. Anyway, good for Kelly. Good for Andy. Good for Hallie. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.